You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Bill Slight, a former New Jersey police officer and a former member of the enforcement arm for the New Jersey Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Bill, we spoke actually last year about what we're going to be talking about today, and there was an article produced for the website of American Free Press called Jewish Animal Sacrifice in America's Streets Protected by Government. A Foul Holocaust Highlights Jewish Power. Now, I want to get into this, and of course, this is kind of a tradition for these Orthodox Jews, and there's a lot of them in your state, formerly my state, specifically in Lakewood, New Jersey, in Ocean County, New Jersey, where they slaughter these chickens for one reason or another. I want to get into that in great detail in a moment. Before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you just give them a little bit of background about who you are? I know I told them just briefly about that, but if you could embellish that and also bring us up to speed as to how you got involved in pretty much covering this animal cruelty issue.
Sure. Well, I was a police officer. Got me interested in law. And from that, I went to a law enforcement division of the New Jersey State SPCA. I actually didn't know about this cop roast thing until actually a few years ago. It's a dirty little secret that nobody talks about. When I found out about it, I investigated it, and it was terrible. The animals are crammed together. They're pulled out by young kids, pulled out by their wings. The person who purchases the animal passes over his head three times, asking that its sins go to the chicken. And then they slaughter the chickens so their sins are absolved, and they will have a prosperous and healthy new year. There is also an alternative to that as to where they use the money over their head, and that money goes to a charity. But some of these people don't want to use money, and it's because there's money to be made in the selling of the chicken. The chickens are bought usually from the Mennonites in Pennsylvania or upstate New York for cheap. They're bussed down here. They're kept here. No water or food for over 24 hours. And that's just from the time they enter New Jersey. Stuck in the hot sun. Many of them die. There's the suffocation there. Put up in piles of maybe four or five deep, five or six across, maybe five or six high. The ones in the center get nowhere. This year, when it hit 88 degrees, they were dropping off, just dying of thirst and exhaustion. What they do now with the chickens is they're bought. Then they're sold to the individuals that want to go through this Jewish voodoo thing. The money is supposed to go to charity, but there's administrative costs involved. And it turns out this one yeshiva here, they rent their parking lot to themselves. In other words, the money goes out of left pocket and goes into their right pocket. All of these things go on. The cost, when it's over, if there's any money left over to go to a charity, it goes to a charity of the yeshiva. There's lots and lots of money to be made here. I spoke to the mayor, who is Jewish, and he said, I can't talk to these people. They're not going to listen to me. I even said to him, well, they'd listen to you, mayor, more than if your name was Flannery. He says, nobody disagrees more with a Jew than another Jew. He says, right. I'll tell them to stop it, or at least, you know, modify it, not be cruel to the animals. They don't have to be tortured before they're killed. He says, but I can't promise you they'll listen. And they don't listen. They don't. I've gone to my old department, the SPCA. They don't want to touch it. I've gone to the Department of Agriculture. They don't want to touch it. The most they've done is they came down here and spoke maybe a week before the ritual starts and asked the head people around here, what's your intentions? How do you do this? And they lied to them. And the Department of Agriculture goes, okay, sounds good. And they walk away.
Right.
Nobody comes down here to investigate. I'm the only one that's done it. And I've sat on these guys now 24, 26 hours. Me and my partner, we sat here pulling the surveillance on them. These animals are not watered. They are not fed. And the law is 18 hours after they cross state line, they have to pay. So this year, I'm going to file charges against them. This is my third year investigating them. I'm personally going to file charges against them because nobody else will do it. The government will not do it. I'll do it. I'll do it in a municipal court. I don't care. They'll either be found guilty and charged maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000, but it'll send a message. If they're not found guilty and the judge ignores the law, well, then that's going to be another issue.
Yeah, which is a possibility, right?
I'm sure that's the way it's going to go because the Orthodox will pack that courtroom. And they're pretty vocal. When you get them mad, they let you know they're mad. And I don't think the judge or the police are going to want to have that. So I expect to lose. I expect the judge to ignore the law, and I'm going to lose. And then I'll carry it on from there.
That's a great thing that you're doing, Bill. And obviously, camping out there for a full day, you know, on shifts with your partner there. And of course, this is leading up to this Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur. I don't really know what it's about, but I do know that pretty much all Jewish holidays have one thing in common. And this is from a Jew. A Jew said, all Jewish holidays are the same. They all pretty much mirror this. They came to kill us. We won. Let's eat. So I don't know what, like I said, Yom Kippur's about, but here they're killing these chickens, and they're not even eating them, right? I mean, a lot of times they just throw them to the side of the road, right?
No, they can't eat them, because now they've got the sin on them.
Right.
It used to be, back when this thing started, back in the 12th century, 13th century, there were poor people in their little ghettos, and the chickens that were killed were given to those people to eat. Now everybody goes to ShopRite. These chickens are killed not to eat, they're thrown away. They're thrown in dumpsters. They used to put them all in one dumpster until the city made a complaint because of the smell and the flies and the unsanitary conditions of that. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dead chickens just in Lakewood alone. So now what they do, they put them in bags, and people will take them and drop them off at different spots among the Jewish enclaves, and they'll throw them in their dumpsters. So there's not that many in each dumpster, but each dumpster has a bag.
Mm-hmm. So basically, and you said this before, but I just want to reiterate it, what they believe they're doing with this voodoo, as you called it, which it seems like that's exactly what it is. The United States is allowing voodoo to be carried out in the streets in 2015. What they're doing is they're transferring the sins of the Jew into the defenseless, innocent chicken and then slicing the chicken's throat and just discarding it. Does that sum up exactly what's going on here, or did I miss anything?
No, that's exactly it. And it also ensures that they have a healthy and prosperous coming year.
Yeah.
It's like Catholics going to the priest and confessing your sins and your sins are forgiven, but nothing dies. They transfer the sins to the chicken, and instead of getting absolution from the priest, they kill a chicken and their sins die.
Yeah, and it seems like that they really don't care too much about animal welfare. Would it be safe to say?
They care nothing. I've talked to them. I've said, they're not fed. They're not watered. You have to do that. And they just like brush you off. They're chickens. They're chickens. We have domination over the animal. God gave us the right to do that, meaning Jews.
Not the goyim.
No, absolutely not the goyim.
Yeah, okay. Not
the goyim are just one rung lower.
Right.
We're still humans, but not quite as, yeah, I know.
Right, exactly.
That's not all Jews, of course. I mean, you could
serve no, absolutely not.
You're reformed. But then again, they don't even recognize them. They call them goyim.
That's right, exactly. And of course, this is not a ritual that is condoned by most Jews. So this Kapporos, this is just these mostly inbred Jews in these communities like in Lakewood. And when I say inbred, it's because they obviously have sex with their cousins. And that's why there's a lot of these kids that are born with these defects because they're Akhenaten Jews.
That's why you have Tay-Sachs and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. That's right.
Nothing's filtered out.
That's right, exactly. Maybe God should have told him you're not supposed to have sex with your first cousin, but I guess God forgot about that. Told him about the chickens. You know, you can abuse the chickens all you want. So Yom Kippur starts actually tomorrow, Tuesday, September 22nd, and ends in the evening of Wednesday, September 23rd. So they slaughter these innocent animals leading up to it. Is that right? They already did the slaughtering, or are they slaughtering some?
Between the two holidays, it goes on. Not every place does it every day. Some places do it every day. Because like I said, there's money to be made here.
Well,
now tonight will be the big thing. It's almost like it's a carnival. The lights will be up. The kids are there. That's the thing that bothers me the most. They bring their young children there who look at these chickens being killed, being thrown, bleeding into traffic cones, turned upside down, screaming and all. Sometimes the chickens jump out and little kids will kick them around like a soccer ball. I mean, there is absolutely no empathy given to these kids. They're learning nothing.
Wow. Bill, I don't know if you saw this, but there's an article in JewishPress.com. Kapporos sacrificial chicken ritual gets green light in New York. New York State Supreme Court judge has given a green light for the ancient Jewish custom of Kapporos transferring sins to a chicken before Yom Kippur. And this is published actually yesterday. The much-embattled Jewish ritual of using a purchased, donated live chicken as a kapara, or sacrifice, with which to absolve one's sins before Yom Kippur, has been given a green light in New York. So a state Supreme Court judge decided against a petition by the Alliance to End Chickens as Kapporos, that's Karen Davis, I interviewed her last year, ruling that there was insufficient evidence to prove the ritual a public nuisance. The New York Post reported last week. So here you go, my friend. You're probably right. You're going to lose.
Did you expect anything different out of Brooklyn, New York?
No, absolutely not.
That's exactly the way it was going to go. And I'll tell you, how this is not a quality of life thing, where people are living across the street or have to pass thousands of chickens being killed. The blood in the street, they do it right on the street. Because in New York, there's no place else you can do it. You got to do it on the street. How is that not infringing on my quality of life? Of course it is, but nobody wants to handle the Hasidim because they're a closed group, a powerful group. They give a lot of money to the politicians to get their way, and that's the way it is.
That's exactly right. Here's another article online, IsraelNationalNews.com. Haredi papers refuse ads against Kaparat. Agriculture Ministry campaign against inhumane chicken twirling custom reaches Haredim through posters instead. So basically a campaign by the Ministry of Agriculture against the Kaparat, or Kaporos, custom of twirling chickens in the air and slaughtering them on Yom Kippur Eve in order to atone for sins has met obstruction from Haredi newspapers. So they're refusing to run the advertisement encouraging Jews to use coins instead of chickens for the custom so as to avoid cruelty toward animals. So they won't even let people have their own opinions about this stuff in their newspapers.
Because there's money to be made in the chicken business. That's what it's all about. They are the middleman. If you just use money in the ritual, that goes straight to the charity. There's no administrative cost. That's where the power is, the money. These guys make money.
Mm-hmm. Bill, like I said before, tomorrow is the beginning of this Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur. Anything going on in your schedule for tonight or tomorrow or Wednesday when it ends?
Oh, sure. I'm going to surveil the place again. Fortunately, I'm only one guy, and so I can only do one place at a time. I've done one. I've got the information I need on that one. I'm going to do another one tonight. And then tomorrow, the dead chickens are going to get spread around Lakewood, and I'm going to put a surveillance on the guy and follow him and take down all the addresses on where they go. Just for extra weight when I go to court. And I'm also going to call New Jersey SPCA and the Department of Agriculture and challenge them to do something now. I've got all the information they need. I just want to see if they'll do anything. I'm sure they won't. That's why I'm going to take this on by myself.
Really, it's a great thing that you're doing there, and I know what motivates you, and it's, you don't like to see, obviously, live things suffering, animals suffering for no reason. And I personally want to thank you for what you're doing, and I hope that we can talk again when your suit against these people comes to its fruition.
Oh, I'll definitely call you.
Bill, thanks so much for educating the listeners about this important topic.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.